AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Prosecutors in Chicago have charged R&B star R. Kelly with 10 counts of aggravated sexual abuse. There have been years of allegations directed at Kelly, accusing him of sexual misconduct involving women and underage girls. According to an indictment unsealed today, the abuse took place around February of 2003. The document provides no details. David and Louise Turpin pleaded guilty today in Riverside, California, to torture and other abuse in a case dubbed a house of horrors. The charges include abuse of their 12 oldest of 13 children. District Attorney Michael Hestron will push for 25 years to life in prison for both.
Given the age of both the defendants, essentially what the Turpins pled to today was the maximum that they could get under California law.
Hestron says he has spoken recently with the children, now between 3 and 30.
They have a zest for life and huge smiles. And I'm optimistic for them. And I think that's how they feel about their future.
The children were severely underweight and hadn't bathed for months, and the house reeked of human waste. President Trump faces a new border showdown as Democrats try to block his order of a national emergency. Speaker Nancy Pelosi says there will be a vote in the House Tuesday.
The president is being frivolous with the Constitution, and those of us who take that oath have a responsibility to protect it.
There are indications Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation is wrapping up soon. Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says there's no need to worry at the White House.
The president, far and away, was the better candidate. He had a better message, and he outworked Hillary Clinton. That's why he's president. He didn't need to, nor did he collude with the Russians.
Jim Boeheim will coach Syracuse against top-ranked Duke tomorrow night in his team's first game since the 74-year-old struck and killed a pedestrian on a dark highway in Syracuse. This is AP Radio News. The U.S. ambassador to the Vatican, Callista Gingrich, met with a group of clergy abuse victims who came to Rome to demand an end to the church's cover-up and greater transparency and accountability. Peter Isley is founding member of the group Ending Clergy Abuse.
Wouldn't that be great, and wouldn't that be important if the ambassadors to the Holy See from around the world, that they become a force together to help solve this problem? And she could begin to do that, pull that together, and we're hoping she's going to be able to do that as well.
Gingrich said the U.S. supports Pope Francis's commitment to protecting children and said victims should pursue justice. Manny Machado made his debut today after signing the biggest free agent baseball contract yet.
Finally over. Finally a Padre.
He's a San Diego Padre.
Truly blessed to be here. Truly blessed to be a part of this organization. Since day one, since we met you, this we knew it was the right fit.
Spring training has started for Machado and the Padres. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.